This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show. You're with Julian Ng, Sharitz Abdullah and Lynn Mark. All right, we have Carlos Casanova on the line, Chief Asia Economist with COFAS, to help us talk more about the market. Good morning, Carlos. India's election began yesterday and a BJP victory isn't a done deal, which is a far cry from Modi's rock star status in the last election. And this time around, both the BJP and Congress are neck in neck, resorting to populism. What's your base case scenario for this election, and is that at the same time your desired outcome as an investor?
Good morning. So we saw the Indian election process start yesterday. Now, in India, the Lok Sabha elections actually take place over a full month. So it will be a very sort of choppy month in terms of what the polls are saying and what the campaign pledges are. In 2014, when Modi was running for office, he did so on a platform of making India, you know, pro-business and making sure that India is able to achieve potential growth. Now, we've seen that his popularity has dropped partially in response to a mixed track record in terms of his economic policy. So the introduction of the sales tax, of the GST was unpopular for some people. Also, the demonetization drive had an impact on the economy, so we saw GDP growth as a result of that slow down slightly in 2017. So he's definitely struggling with popularity in terms of delivering his main campaign pledge. And, of course, populist measures or sort of a stronger Hindu nationalism rhetoric is something that policymakers in India sometimes tend to fall back onto when it comes to campaign season. Having said that, we do still expect BJP to continue to maintain a lead. That lead will be smaller than it was in 2014, of course, and that means that they will have to make compromises both on the economic front but also in the ideological front if they want to form government going forward.
And Carlos, what is your feel of the economic policy going forward post-election?
So post-elections, there's a few things that need to be done. So the GST and the demonetization were important reforms that needed to take place, and that's sort of something that's out of the way already. However, there's one area where Modi has lacked quite significantly, and that is very important for India's economy, and that is employment. India needs to grow at about 8% in order to be able to support its very large and growing working population, and so more needs to be done in order to facilitate that employment workforce transfer. So more in terms of education, more in terms of workforce participation, and more in terms of female participation in the workforce as well.
Now, Carlos, the FOMC had its policy meeting this week. Now, what were your key takeaways from the minutes? What's worrying the Fed?
So there's mixed signs, of course. The employment situation in the U.S. remains strong, but it always, you know, the impact on employment always takes a few quarters to show. And there's just a general concern that the global economy has started to slow, and we have uncertainty in Europe and in other parts of the world back on the table. So we do expect that the Fed will remain very dovish for the remainder of the year as a result of this uncertainty.
Carlos, more China data is coming out this week, specifically the CPI as well as the PPI, which came out yesterday. Were there any surprises here, and were the numbers within your expectations?
The CPI and PPI figures were noteworthy in a sense because it does mark the end of a deflationary cycle that started last October. We saw CPI increase to 2.3%. PPI is slightly more sluggish. It did feel better than in February. It went up to 0.4%. That's still very low for a country like China. So a lot of the bears have called this, you know, a return to inflation. In our opinion, what we're seeing here is mostly the result of higher oil prices, but also higher food prices in China, because pork is a main component of the CPI basket in that country, has been affected by supply shortages following from that African swine flu that's affected the country. So we don't see this being a source of systemic sort of inflationary pressures, and so the authorities will most likely continue to implement policy easing going forward, regardless of this pickup in inflation.
Carlos, the other issue is, of course, Brexit, and this is to be delayed until end of October under a plan to avoid a chaotic no-deal split. And the pound has also fallen. So any latest thoughts on that?
Yeah, so the delayment of the deal is in line with our views. At this point, it's in, to be fair, in nobody's interest for there to be a hard Brexit. It would affect UK companies, but of course a lot of European companies have operations in the UK, and those would be disrupted very severely by a hard Brexit. You know, the sort of legal costs of having to navigate that environment are just too high. So the European Commission understandably granted an extension. I think there was pressure to grant an even longer extension to the deadline. However, the Prime Minister is confident that she can deliver a deal before October, so it remains to be seen. In the meantime, however, this uncertainty that has been plaguing global markets will continue. And remember that Theresa May had 2 years to deliver a soft Brexit, but Parliament remains quite obstinate in its drive to block this deal. So it's a big question mark whether she'll be able to do that in the next 6 months.
Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist with COFAS, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.